So a warm welcome to each and everyone. It is your friendly neighborhood DJ, DJ Floop. It's been a long while since you haven't seen me. And this season, season 5, wow, could you believe it has been 5 years since you all have been seeing this face. Talking to you all about chutney. Just feels like just the other day that, you know, we started this journey with love, you know. And one such person who has been a part of chutneymusic.com and myself, DJ Floop's journey, Ranji Baby. You know, we met, what year was that, boy? Was that 2021? Not if I say the right thing. No? Was it 2021? No, you're not on live yet. You're coming just now. Well, she already started to chat away there. We have her in the backstage. So we'll bring her on right now. So let's give a warm round of applause for Camille Ranji.
Hi.
How are you going?
I'm good.
Now, you, very good. Now you, I don't know if you noticed, but you have the pleasure of being the first interviewee of season 5.
And I'm honored to be that first artist on.
All right. Yeah. So the reason why you will have been selected is that you have won quite a lot of things from chutneymusic.com, quite a lot of competitions. Well, you know, when was the first time you entered a chutneymusic.com competition?
In 2021. I was best new artist in 2021, and I won the Irani competition in 2022. And 2023.
Right. And 2023, I was not going to correct it, but yeah, so you have been no stranger to this show before. In fact, this would be, what, the second or third time I've been interviewing you?
Yes, this is the third time.
Oh, yeah, third time's the charm, right? I remember, in fact, for those of y'all who follow me on social media or chutneymusic.com, you would have seen that I've been uploading a lot of the old clips and stuff. And I was watching back the first interview with myself and Ranji Baby, and probably half of the interview was trying to figure out if she was hearing me or if I was hearing her, you know. So she was like, "You hear me?" I'm like, "Yeah, I hear you. You hear me?" "Oh, I don't know. I hear you. You hear me? I hear you." And that was the whole exchange. So, Camille, this year, 2023, quite a number of changes for you.
Yes, it has.
Walk us through your 2023 thus far.
2023 has been, it started off as a really, really full year for me. I have been doing a lot. I know I'm not in the forefront, but I've been doing a lot, and I have a few surprises coming
up.
Who said
they're not in the forefront?
Well, I know I haven't done any releases for this year as yet.
Medulaha counts as a 2023 release, in case it did.
It counts as a 2023 release, but it would have actually been released in the ending of 2022. So As for releasing something in 2023, it's already made, it's there, it's just to release. Yeah. It's a song that everybody would like. But I've entered a few competitions. I am the CRC Queen for 2023. I am the first chutney, Protective Arms Chutney Soca Mona Queen. I also would have entered several other competitions. I may not have been the queen, but I came fifth in the competitions, and let's see, I didn't make it to the finals.
You can call the names, it's fine.
I didn't make the finals in the 103 FM Chutney Soca Road Match, but I was there for the semis. Similarly, with the Chutney Soca Monarch, I would have made it to the semifinals. I actually opened the semifinals. I was the first contestant there, and I also entered the famous chutneymusic.com Rani competition, and I am the queen standing before you guys, and I do intend to make you all proud.
Oh, I thought you was going to say defend for 2024.
But of course, that is there.
Yeah, so I wanted to talk about the other two competitions, much bigger than CRC. 103 Road Match and Chatisoka Monarch. You know, we had chatted via telephone about you not making it to the finals, and I could speak for one of those two competitions, and I told you this already, I saw no reason why you should not have made it to that particular final, given the quality of the performances in that final. Because in order for we to understand where I'm going with this, we need to talk more about your song Medolaha, right? Now, first of all, Medolaha, original or Bollywood?
Original.
Original. In all these songs that you have ever sing, have you stolen a Bollywood melody or what have you?
Not yet.
Not yet? No, yet. I have no, everybody say, oh, Flips, he have a problem with Bollini. No, I don't have a problem with Bollini, but the thing is, we need more original songs. And one of the things we like here at TruckTheMusic.com, we like about Ranji is that probably what?
Originality.
Yes, you took the words out of my mouth there. Three of your last four releases have been all original. The first one is
Chumky,
right? A little short, was a little 2 minutes plus, but
actually, you know, the first one was actually a Sister's Love.
Sister's Love came before Chumky.
Yeah, so that would have been the first original.
Right.
Yes.
So where's the first song you released? Is the collab with Amit?
Yes, Ikpyar.
Right. And then they started hit them a string of original hits, I would say. So the first one being Chunky, and the second one being
Medolaha.
So three original compositions. So tell us more about Medolaha.
Medolaha really is a song of which everybody could relate to at some point in time in their life, where parts of the song, I should say, would relate to at some point in time in somebody's life. It's where, you know, the family, when you go up with family, they always want to know, when you're married and you're getting old, or, you know, it's time for your marriage, start your life, start your family and all that. So when you go to a family gathering as a young female, and I would say female because us as female would get that conversation popping up ever so often. Mm-hmm. So they would say that, and then it was a storyline where I went to an event, a party, and I saw the Dulaha. Mm. Yeah, I saw him, and he came home.
So this is a real life experience that you're drawing on, or
part of the song is real life. Part, but not real life.
You're trying to find a man or something?
No. Part of it is a real life where with friends and my friends and I, female friends, that it's part of it. But most of my female friends' family would ask them. It's actually a female friend sat down with me and we wrote that song together.
What is the name of the female friend?
Sarah Singh.
Sarah Singh, big up yourself. Go and get married. She married or she's still looking for the Dulaha?
She's still looking for the Dulaha.
All right, Dulahas. Hear what? You know, Flux is now a matchmaker.
Sarah Singh, S-A-R-E.
Hey, Sarah, don't worry, I'm going to hook you up. Just send me a... any you ever saw this show Seema Aunty, the Indian matchmaker on Netflix?
Not yet. I don't think so.
Well, right. Send me she data, she requirements, and I will find her man for Seema.
Oh yes, I saw it. Yes.
Yes, right. Well, I see mom is online there. Big up yourself there, Hema Ramlal.
My number one fan and my strength behind everything that I do. Yes. Hi, mommy. Yes.
And just now is Mother's Day, so make sure and get a Dulaha for the lady. Maybe to all any Dulaha, I don't know. You know? What are you doing for mommy for Mother's Day?
I have some surprises coming in. Yes, some surprises coming in.
Awesome.
Taking her to a location where she could relax and enjoy herself. Mm-hmm. You know, and some surprises there in between. She had a little game with us. Everything that she needs for Mother's Day, she put it in her bag. Just a little idea for you all out there. And, you know, let the child pick so, you know, she wouldn't get something that she doesn't want.
Yeah.
sense.
That is real good because, like, you know, with my wife, I let her pick out her ring and she was like, oh, you're supposed to surprise me. But I was like, you're so picky. The better you go and choose a ring that you want, that you would appreciate. And up to now, she still love it. So, yeah, that is a good game for Mother's Day and probably anything with picky people, you know, because me, I don't give I whatever I get, I'd be happy.
I wouldn't say for picky people, but it's fun because you don't know, you know, you're getting this, you want this item, but you just don't know who you're getting it from. And I think that was the whole point behind it, is her idea, instead of spending money and buying something that she wouldn't use and would just pack up there. Let's just say, for example, you buy a piece of wares for her and it just there. It wouldn't make sense. So, we know, let's just say, I use it to a watch. She wants a watch. She needs a watch. She put that in her bag and you pick it. Well, right, you know, she get, and she put in where you're getting it to, so she already see where.
It's a funny thing you talk about wares, eh? Because I've always wondered why like, I can't speak for other people, but like for like Hindu people, Indian people, why when a couple now married, they buy so much wares? They have like two people, you have like buy two plate, they have like 50 plate and one set of cup and pot, and half of the women don't cook again because, you know, everybody is modern woman. You could cook?
Of course.
All right. Remember, don't give the man too much bread, you know.
No, I wouldn't give him too much bread.
Yeah,
I could bake bread too, you know, but I wouldn't give him too much bread. Don't worry, sir.
No, I have no problem with bread, you know, but just come on, man. Variety is the spice of life. If you're getting bread, hold the, like, some of them just drop the sliced bread in front of you, you know, like, if, like, okay, if somebody were to make homemade bread, well, fine, but you can't just take the kissed bread and just, oh, and give the man and say, here, fix up yourself. I don't know, maybe I have a little traditional in that sense because my
Sara. Mom,
Sara Ruti, yeah, my mom cooking. Watch me. Probably in almost every other song I ever sing, I sing about roti. I don't know. Because
you're right. But see that you like roti, next time you come down, I'll make a Sara for you so you know around. You could
if
make
a Sara roti. I'm telling you one time, if your Sara roti not swelling,
something
it ain't making no sense. Because I'll, actually, the my song, Too Much Bread You Could Dead, was inspired by my wife when she now come to live with me. This woman real cleaning and all kind of thing. I was like, yo, no clean, cook, you know? So the new song that they have coming up, what topic did you pick for that?
A positive topic. Well, you know me. I think the listeners, the viewers, everybody know me. I like to try to do something positive, say something positive.
Mm.
It's a positive song. It's not very long and it's very catchy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just looking for the right time to release it so that it will get the airplay that it needs and it deserves. I think that's the importance of it because it's a song when a lot of people in Trinidad today, and I will speak for Trinidad because it have a lot of things going on in Trinidad, a lot of things.
Mm.
So it's something that you could relate to instead of going into something that you know is problems, walk away, you know, leave it behind. You don't have to get that. You don't walk and give yourself problems. Mm-hmm. You try to keep away from problems.
And you're really peeking. Go ahead.
I'm picking my words.
No, you're really piquing my interest because I was like, positive song. Because, you know, Chutney, hey, Russell, big up yourself. Big up.
Hi, Russell.
Russell doing your own thing now, you know, encouragement. Yeah. So one of the main critique of modern day Chutney music is that there's not enough positivity in the lyrics. So you now coming with positive lyrics. This is like a nation building song or something. I don't want to give away.
It's again, everybody would say it is a personal song, but because of where I work, I get these certain ideas to bring about songs. So I would not say it is a nation building song. It's a song for you to relate to, for that person who listening to the song, for them to relate to.
Wow. So it's like a storytelling type of song.
Yes. And you know when people drink their rum that is like to listen to a song and sit down and cry and thing because some of the lyrics is fall in the like garden.
Like myself.
Yes. So I hope everybody hit.
For many of those who have watched Fruits and Friends before, the infamous Black Cup, it's still with me. Must have it back with the tea, you know? Yeah. So that's real good. I really, what is the key back? When the song coming out?
It was supposed to be released within this month here, but because of Mother's Day, I didn't want to release a song, and most people would be listening to, I would personally say it, Sundar Popo and those mother's song and love song, song that, as that, you know, reminds them of their mother. So I wouldn't want to bring out a song of positivity in terms of where the lyrics, the lyric content of it.
Wow.
I would like to bring out that song, and then it just, people focus on Mother's Day, so they listen to that song and it doesn't get the airplay during Mother's Day. Now, it's a message a mother would tell her child, so it would have been a right time, but it's not something I would want to release for Mother's Day because I don't want it to become a Mother's Day song.
So when you're going to, when you're going to release it?
I am hoping to release it after Mother's Day, possibly the first week in June or sometime in June, July, between June and July.
Well, that's really, you know, that, because you have Father's Day to contend with. So I don't know.
Well, fathers will enjoy the song more than mothers.
Right.
Because it's a song, as I say, it's a song a father will also tell his child. But there's a difference where the lyrics content, it might more get the airplay for Father's Day than for Mother's Day. That a week to wait, it would be a song I would say. And it's a difference. It's something, it's a song where I've never went that avenue before. So it's a trial for me. I'm not into that avenue, but it came to my mind and I just went with the flow, write it, and I came with the whole song.
Mm-hmm.
The day after, I just went and record the song one time.
Can I give you a little piece?
Well, it's not an original melody.
That's all right.
Giving you a little piece will tell you a lot about the song. So I can give you the name. I don't mind giving the name.
All right. Don't let it cut out of the bag.
Don't let it? Okay.
We'll keep it. But you see, what I kind of get a little fearful of is that we're already in May. They say not releasing for Mother's Day, which is what, next week? So then May is kind of out of the question. And then June is the sixth month in the year. So
I really wanted, to be honest, I wanted to release that song with the video and everything. One time, a proper production one time, but due to the demands of my job, I haven't gotten the time, but I have taken some time in the end of May, so it's the intention to use that period to complete all the production for the song so that I can have it released, one video with the song one time. So I don't want to have a video or the cover photo for the song with the, I just want to have one thing, which is the video released with the song at the same time.
Now, so talking about video, right? Let's speak about, was that Medulaha where the guy, with you guys in the bar and stuff and kneeling down and the man? Yeah, that was Medulaha, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, walk us through the concept of the video for those of you all who haven't seen it. They can check out Medulaha on chattymusic.com YouTube channel. Tell us about that video concept a little, because I found it was real interesting, you know?
The concept of the video, normally, I would like to include people with me. So if you look at A Sister's Love, it's not a video about my brother alone. I included my fans, my friends, my family. I included their brothers, pictures with their brothers in the picture. This song in particular, Medulaha, is where I tried to tell the story of the song by the video. So at the beginning, you would see a family gathering, everybody gathered together, having a time in the bar, relaxing for a birthday occasion, any occasion.
Yeah.
And then I went with some friends, and you would see the second part of the video, you would see a lot of females, and we were lining at a table, and then there's another table with a set of guys. And the Dulaha was
scoping
giving
them out.
Yes, scoping us out, yeah. And then he bounced into me.
Mm-hmm.
He came home. I cook a pot for him. You'd see I was shrunking the duck.
Mm-hmm.
He ate it, and he fell in love with my food.
You sure he didn't try anything? You sure he didn't try anything in the duck?
Nah, sweat I don't believe in them things, so no, I don't know
that.
I don't it. And that's where the concept came from. I wanted to tell the story of the song through the video. And similarly, it's something I always try to do. I don't want to just do a video for doing it's sake. I want the video to reflect what the song is about.
Mm-hmm. And it did.
He went on.
Where found that Dulaha from the actor?
That Dulaha is... It almost had a little competition in there, you know, if you notice.
Serious?
Yeah,
I was kind of wondering. I was like, why these guys kind of like, you know, like, whoa, yeah.
Part of the video that was not placed in the video because I didn't like how it came out. It was actually supposed to be I choosing between these two dollars. But
because of how it came.
So because of how the video was shot, I didn't like how that part of it was looking in my behalf, like, you know, from personal experiences, personal life, friends, family, you know, both everybody saying and giving an input in the video because I don't do it on my own.
Okay.
Family oriented Ranjit baby. So I would communicate with my family and, you know, it didn't reach to that point. So I just leave it as that one. But if you look at the video, you will see the concept was there. Mm-hmm. If you take it in.
Yes, I did kind of get that. But the way it was edited, the storyline still meshed up a lot. So yeah, so coming back to your song that you're going to release, if you do release the video one time with the song, that does help a lot because a lot of people are very mindful of views splitting up now. And back in the days, we used to release like our official audio, our official lyric video, and then the official video if the song. And now everybody going straight to DVD, straight to the official video. So yeah, that's a good plan. I really hope that you do it. You know, because time is a wasting. What about these bookings? You know, how are the bookings and things going? Where they can hear Ranjit baby? Are you too busy to do any bookings?
I have been doing a few bookings, not much because I don't want to overload myself. I have a lot going on. So I don't want to overbook myself. And you say I'm too tired, or when I go to sing, I don't have my voice and those kind of things. And when you go to sing, people bashing you and hear how she's singing. No, I prefer if I do one good booking for the month, where my vocals and everything was on point, to do that than to do 10 bookings. And I'm tired, drawn out, because I work some crazy hours. My only day really for myself is a Sunday.
And that is where we catch you. That's
why they catch me today, yes.
Very good.
I have a few bookings. I've been doing a few bookings. You can look, you all can book me to sing for your occasions. I mostly do film songs and my original songs. Try my utmost best not to sing over people's songs. So you all look at me in this different, I'm at a different angle, I think, out of the box. And I do not want to go and sing other people's song to make myself to reach where I have to go. I rather be myself and reach where I have to go.
So well, you're only on. Yeah, go ahead.
You all can look for me and book me at ranjibaby2021@gmail.com. You can also book me 1-868-744-1203. That's my manager's number. You all can contact him.
Let me get that. Bookings 1-868-744-1203. Bookings, that's for the number there.
Yes.
And email, I have it here. Let's copy it for you.
It's ranjibaby2021@gmail.com. That's when I officially became a singer in doing original and recordings. Before, I used to sing. You all can look up Naya Zamana, Bisasa Pasad Naya Zamana Orchestra. It's where I started off. You all would see videos with me singing. You will hear how I was singing back then to how I am now, which is a great improvement. So, yes.
Yeah, so that's really good. Now, it's funny that you mentioned your performance, right? And I could vouch because you also sang on my first ever cruise, the Chutney Soka, what is ChutneyMusic.com? Hardcore. Yeah, and she chunked her body, you know, and we had a ball. In fact, plenty of your family members and fans have been saying, hey, when is the next cruise?
Yes, they're waiting, they're saving the money for the next cruise.
Yes, save it. You never know when I make the call, because you know me, I go quiet for like a couple of them, be like, oh, yeah, let me do something.
Yeah, that's how it has come out. Quiet, and when I drop my song, it's a bomb.
No, well, you see, I can understand that because when I'm not visible in, like, visible online, it's really because I doing things offline leading towards coming back with a big bomb or splash online. So I understand that fully, and that performance was good. And if you could, if you so please, you can give me a little medley, where you're working with, so you don't get them all booking.
I will give you, I'll give this forum the opportunity to hear the melody behind my next song.
The melody or the song?
Nah, the melody. I'll try to hum it and see if it will reach somewhere. You might
quicker. Yeah, they give you a little piece of a little kanji, as you say, of the song.
Of the new song.
Yeah.
A pick piece of the song.
If you know it is two things, just sing the medley of what you have already.
You never know what tomorrow may hold, so just let go. Enjoy life while it lasts. So just let go.
All right. Yeah, that little appetizer there. I kind of wanted more. Now, funny that when I started to sing, I remember a comment that my cousin gave me about you. I don't know if you recall. He said that you kind of sound like Jeopardy a little bit.
Since for this year, 2023, I have been getting that comment over and over from everybody. Yeah. Competitions, not competitions, just performing for persons. I've been getting that compliment. I've been getting that compliment.
No, but is by chance, like, you are you inspired, or are you a fan of Jeopardy, or is it just pure coincidence that you all have a kind of same tonal voice?
Honestly speaking, it is just a coincidence. Yes, I like her music. I am inspired by her, but it is a coincidence because I'm not saying that she's the mentor, my mentor for singing, but she is a mentor in my book. But it's a coincidence I sung like her.
Yeah, the man come and say, boy, Ranji sounding just like Jeopardy, boy, clean, and your voice so strong. Whereas a lot of singers, even when they watch a live performances, they have that kind of wispy voice, but you have some real up in the air, you know? So that is why I found it very strange that you did not make it into at least the finals at Chutney Sukamo. Because 103, honestly, 103, the level of competition in that one was, I would say, higher compared to Chutney Sukamo this year. So I feel real aggrieved that he didn't make it to Chutney Sukamo final, at least. Because that final was, well, I mean, all they watched it. And not you don't say nothing.
I'm not saying anything. I just know that a word that I would say and what I've been telling people, because everybody is saying the same comments as you are. Everybody have their chance and their opportunity. One day, everybody's light will shine. My day to shine probably wasn't this year, but it might be next year, maybe a few years. Everybody have their own time.
That's the same thing I tell you. It's just these people really don't know you that well, because not much people, like a lot of people coming into Chutney right now, but not everybody doing their homework. Not everybody have such a strong foundation like what you have. And for those of you who don't understand what I'm saying, not everybody can sing, right? And you could definitely sing. And as I told you, I think it's just that they don't really know you that well. But people, like you said, in the semis and thing, a lot of people came up to you and were like, hey, you have a nice voice. You have a nice song. And first time I hear any song, radio playing Trinidad, that whole other podcast by itself, you know. But you, it's up to you. And I told many artists, male, female, new and old, it's up to you to make your light shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. You know, I'll let it shine. So we're looking out for this video coming out in June. Right, I'm holding you to that. I want to hear this song. And of course, people who there's now somebody calling me there, man ready to go. Yeah, people who follow Ranji Baby's music, you can check it out on chutneymusic.com, as well as she's streaming all over now, Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music. Check it out, Ranji Baby. You have an album, she like what album, Chutney Chumky. Check it out online. The album selling. I was so pleased to see that.
I'm so proud. And thanks to my helpers.
Yeah, no problem. Anything you want to say in closing?
Well, you know me. Thanks to everyone, family, friends, supporters, people who now getting to know me. Thanks to DJ Floops. ShankSafettiMusic.com, and everybody. I do not want to leave out anybody. Thanks to my producers, everybody who has been with me. My Dulaha, thanks very much for the borrow. Thanks very much to the persons who helped me in all my production. Thanks very much. A lot of thanks going out. I really appreciate it. And don't forget, everybody, dreams can come true. It's up to you to make your dream come true.
What? Like, you want to go on radio now? Yeah. I really wish you best for your Angie. You know, I've been there since you started. I should say. You're singing, and I've seen the growth. Because, like, you used to dress up in the long gangri and thing, and now you're wearing on short skirt and thing. And you see, that's, I always been a firm believer. Whatever you have, just exhibit it the best you could, you know? And if you really think you can do these things, and I think anybody could swear by your singing ability, your songwriting ability, and now the looks now coming in, easy, you know, the full package. So we can look forward for that. And I'm sure she will come back to release on Fruits and Friends. But for now, people don't start to call me. And I know I watch back a set of old videos where I used to rush people off of the air. But really and truly, when other artists calling you to come on, is really be out. I don't know, I haven't figured out how to properly wrap it up, because you know Ranji, I can talk for like hours, right?
And you know Ranji and backward. Ranji.
So we will wrap it up here, not because we do not value Ranji's time, but we have a couple more artists to come on. And I'm gonna end the stream and come right back. So Ranji, thank you much for your time. Hima, thank you for a very nice daughter, and we're gonna come back in about a half an hour. So stay tuned, everyone.
Thanks. Goodbye. For having me. Bye.